R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E, Rave Cream Shampoo, presents Grand Marquis. Grand Marquis, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule in a merry tale of love and confusion entitled, Here We Go Again. And now a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, George Stone. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. When one girl suggests you're a rabbit and another infers you're a wolf, you might expect unusual results. That's the situation young Perry Hamilton found himself in shortly after the church bells began to ring for his wedding. But first,
see the wonderful difference in your hair with your very first Rave Cream Shampoo. For different from other shampoos, Rave Cream Shampoo uncovers new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Gleaming color men admire and other women envy. Rave is not a soap, so leaves no film to dull your hair. Rave is the sensational cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. And seeing is believing. Even in hardest water, Rave Cream Shampoo bursts into billows of lather. Rinses out fast. Removes all loose dandruff, too. And remember, Rave contains lanolin. Doesn't leave hair straw dry. Needs no conditioner. Before another day goes by, see for yourself the wonderful difference as Rave uncovers new, undreamed of, natural color in your hair. Get Rave Cream Shampoo at any drug, department, or 10-cent store. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Large economy size, $1. Get Rave today. Weddings are such unpredictable things. Sometimes you never know what may happen at the last moment. But don't worry about this one. Everything's in apple pie order. Perry and Clarice are to be married very shortly, and right now the groom is chatting with Julie, his mother's social secretary. Of course, the bride hasn't arrived yet, but as we said before, don't get nervous. Nothing's going to upset this wedding.
Well, still taking off in all directions, I see.
Oh, I'm still going over lists of wedding presents. Perry, do you know whether Mrs. Kitchell sent the Haviland tea set or the silver coffee service?
Good night, Julie. How should I know? I haven't even looked at the gifts.
Oh, you're all dressed already, aren't you, Perry?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sharp, huh?
Dreamy. Hmm. Oh, dear heavens, look at the time. And I still have to dress and help your mother dress, too.
Good night. That phone hasn't stopped ringing for days.
Well, there's a wedding going on, or didn't you know?
Yeah, and I'll bet you'll be just as glad as I am when it's over, too. You've had all the work for both families. Of course, it couldn't have been just a simple little affair.
When the town's two most prominent families are united in wedlock.
Mm-hmm. Gee, look, the wedding guests are starting to arrive.
This way, everyone. Come and see
you. Oh, I've got to rush upstairs.
Julie, wait a second.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
I presume I have your good wishes and all that.
Certainly. Why not?
Well, I just hated to think that you might feel... Well, after all, before I went overseas... Well, blast it, you never did write to me. Isn't letter writing one of the duties of a social secretary?
Yes, for your mother.
Hmm.
I'm so sorry if it hurt your ego.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. Naturally, it makes no difference. I merely wondered.
Oh, no, it can't be. I won't stand for it.
Yes, Mother. Oh, by the way, how's my bride?
Oh, I just came from seeing her. It's nothing to worry about, Perry. I don't think a case of sniffles will keep Clarice from her wedding.
Perry, where are you?
Yeah, right here, Mother.
Oh, I was just starting upstairs, Mrs. Hamilton.
Oh, it's simply too much. It's more than I can bear.
Mother, what is it?
They just phoned. Clarice has the measles.
Measles? Oh, no.
Well, we thought it was just a cold.
The doctor was just there. She's quarantined. Well, don't just stand there. Do something.
Well, what can I do?
The guests are starting to arrive. It's almost time for the ceremony.
Well, we'll just have to postpone it, that's all.
Postpone it? Why, I could never live down the disgrace. We'd be the laughing stock of the entire town.
But, Mother...
Well, Mrs. Hamilton...
I could never hold up my head again. There's never been anything like this in the family.
Say, boy, have you heard the news? Measles?
Yes, Uncle Cat. Yes, I've heard the glad tidings.
Think, everybody. Now, stop thinking. We've got to do something.
Yeah, we've got to do something.
There's nothing we can do.
No, there's nothing we can do.
I won't have it. We'll go ahead with the ceremony anyway. Clarice's veil is heavy. She can wear it over her face. Well,
and expose all the guests to measles?
Well, anyway, isn't the house quarantined?
No, no, just Clarice. Doctors have a theory now that measles can't be carried. That's why it's so maddening. Everything's ready but the bride.
What we need is a dummy bride.
Headwaller, be quiet.
Well, I was only
trying... Wait, that's it. A dummy bride. A proxy.
Oh, now, Mother, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Now, who can we get? Someone close to the family. Someone we can trust. Aha!
Oh, Mrs. Hamilton.
Yes, Julie, you must save her.
Why, sure she will.
She'll do nothing of the sort.
No, she won't.
Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Julie, are you crazy? That's out of the question.
Well, if it'd save two whole families from nervous breakdowns, I'd be glad to do
it.
Why,
of course she would.
You'll do nothing of the kind.
Yeah, maybe she wouldn't either.
Cadwallader, will you be quiet?
But Gertrude, I'm just trying to be agreeable.
Mother, will you please come to your senses? We couldn't get away with it.
Now, Julie can wear Clarice's wedding dress with the veil down over her face.
Mother?
Clarice's going away hat has a short veil, too. Julie can keep it over her face until you get on the train.
The train? Are we going on a honeymoon, too?
Why, you'll have to get on the train, because some of the guests might try to follow you. And then you can get off at the junction and put Julie on the train coming back, while you hide somewhere until Clarice is out of quarantine, and you can be secretly married. See? Oh, my mind has never worked better.
Yeah, all right. Then just let your mind work on this for a while. What about the minister?
Oh, why do you have to spoil everything?
Say, have a dummy minister, too.
Someone get in touch with our minister at once.
What?
Explain things.
Oh.
Now, let's see. Whom can we get? Someone no one knows? Someone
oh,
who would...
Mother.
Say, I know an old codger who would do just fine. Plays checkers with me over at the park.
Now, wait a minute. This is stopping right here. I won't have it. What's more, Julie's not going to do it.
Oh, Perry, your mother's been very kind to me. And if
no,
I
won't even hear to it.
Ted, now go and find your friend and bring him at once to Clarice.
Oh, he'll do just fine.
Now, wait a minute.
Come, Julie. We'll sneak in the back way so the guests won't see us.
We're going to need a lot of safety pins.
Listen, will you please wait a minute?
Don't be difficult, Perry. This doesn't concern you at all.
Doesn't concern me. Now, wait a minute. Clarice.
Perry, go away.
Huh?
I'm contagious.
Well, now, your measles won't jump through the keyhole at me. Clarice, do you know that your family and mine are trying to railroad me into a mock wedding with a proxy bride?
Yes, they told me.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, but Perry, you've got to do it. Please.
What? You actually want me to?
Well, if you don't, I'll never speak to you again. If anybody finds out I've got measles, I'll die of shame. Everybody would laugh at me. And if that ceremony doesn't go on as scheduled... Oh, you've got to do it, Perry.
Well...
Perry, do you hear me? I said you must do it.
Well, okay, Clarice, if that's what you want. I'll write you how our wedding turned out.
No, no, Perry, don't lift my veil.
But I'm supposed to kiss you.
You do and I'll bite you.
Keep back from the window, Julie. Oh. Come, somebody.
Perry.
Oh, it's all right.
Perry.
Just Mother and Uncle Cad. Wave to them, Julie.
Julie! Julie!
Oh, I suppose I just wanted to be sure everything was all right. Goodbye!
Goodbye, goodbye. I hope you're satisfied. Well, shall we sit down?
How soon do we reach the junction?
Well, not long. Can you bear up?
Where are you going to hide out until Clarice can join you?
Oh, probably go fishing. You care to look at a magazine?
Not particularly, thank you.
Okay. Well, shall we kick the weather around a while?
Must we?
Okay. Julie, look, why did you do this?
Well, I thought I made it perfectly plain. I did it for your mother.
Okay, okay. I'm just slow on the uptake. Just forget I mentioned it. Got a nice view of the scenery through here.
Very.
River running beside the tracks, trees, distant mountains. Very nice.
Superb.
Too bad it's so dark we can't see it. Julie.
Yes?
Have you any idea why we've taken such a violent dislike to each other?
Oh, can't you leave it alone?
Julie, I could have sworn that before I went overseas, you, well, liked me. Isn't that odd?
Not particularly. That's what you thought about all your mother's secretaries, isn't it?
Well, I suppose... Hey, now, wait a minute.
Of course, it's been hardly diverting for you, but rather trying for your mother, having to keep changing secretaries all the time.
Where did you get that wild idea? Why, I've never even looked at one of mother's secretaries before.
Oh, I know. You've had to fight them off.
Listen, where'd you get this stuff? What the...
Well, I'm sorry I didn't play up, but you see, I wanted to keep my job. Anyway, I may have stood in line for a lot of things, but not men.
But, Julie, you mustn't think that. Well, I'm not that kind of a guy.
Is there another kind? You'll excuse me. Hand that magazine to me, please. I'd like to look at
it. Certainly, but Julie...
Thank you.
Well, here's your ticket and another magazine. Coming from me, I thought the Woman's Home Companion would be appropriate.
Yes, isn't it? Well, I must get on my train.
Oh, by all means. Otherwise, you might miss it and be subjected to my obnoxious company another hour or so.
Your masculine ego can't quite take it, can it?
In behalf of my family, and also Clarissa's family, may I thank you for services so cheerfully rendered.
Oh, it was really no bother. And may I express the hope that your ultimate marriage will turn out better than I know it will?
Uh-huh. You're too, too kind. Uh-huh. And may I say in parting that it amazes me beyond words to think that I ever harbored any feelings toward you short of mayhem.
And may I say in parting, ditto.
Goodbye, Julie.
Goodbye, Perry. Goodbye.
Telegram for Hamilton. Hamilton?
Huh? Yeah, here.
Telegram.
Here, is that for me?
Perry Hamilton?
Yes. Here. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You want to think I'm a heel? Go on. Think it.
I beg your pardon, sir. Was there something else?
No, no, definitely nothing more. What's it to me? I don't care what she thinks. Oh, what the... Return at once and bring Julie. Signed, Mother. But why? Bring Julie? Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, Julie, hold the train. Wait for me.
Come in, you two.
Thanks, we just had one. What's happened now?
Why did you send for us to rush back?
Oh, dear.
My gosh, is it that bad? Come on, Julie, we better see.
Oh, Mrs. Hamilton, what in the world is it?
Oh, poor Julie.
Mother, what's happened?
Oh, poor Perry.
Is it Clarice?
Oh, poor Clarice.
Uncle Cad, will you please tell me what goes on?
Well, you see, my boy.
Cad, Walter, you be quiet.
Yes, Gertrude.
Perry. Be brave. Have courage, dear.
Okay, I'm brave. I've got courage. Now tell me.
Perry, that man your uncle brought for the ceremony.
The one who pretended to be a minister?
Pretended? He is a minister.
Oh, no.
You and Julie are really married.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it couldn't be. Or could it?
Falls on Act One of Here We Go Again. Act Two follows in just a moment. With your very first Rave Cream Shampoo, just see the wonderful change in your hair. Because different from other shampoos, Rave Cream Shampoo uncovers gleaming new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Color that gives you a thrill you'll never forget. Rave is not a soap, so leaves no film to dull your hair. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. And your first Rave cream shampoo proves it. Even in hardest water, Rave bursts into billows of lather, rinses out like a whiz, removes all loose dandruff, too. And Rave contains lanolin, needs no conditioner because it doesn't leave hair straw dry and brittle. Your friends will be amazed. You'll be thrilled at the wonderful new natural color Rave uncovers in your hair. So get Rave, Sensational Rave Cream Shampoo at any drug, department, or 10-cent store. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Large economy size, $1. Get Rave today. As our second act opens, all is not sweetness and light in the Hamilton household. Perry, however, seems to harbor no grudges against his uncle.
Have some more coffee, Uncle Cad. Drown your sorrow.
Yes, thank you, my boy, thank you. Nice to have one member of the family speaking to me.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, wife.
Please don't spoil my appetite.
Oh, have some nice breakfast, Miss Julie. Mrs. Julie.
Oh, thank you. Oh, here's your mother.
Good morning.
Well, come on and sit down, Mother. You'll feel better.
I don't know why sitting down will make me feel any better.
Oh, now, Gertrude, have some nice hot toast.
All I ask of you, Cadwallader, is to
if you'll pardon the expression, drop dead.
Very well, Gertrude. I'll see what I can do about it.
Oh, now, Mother, don't take it so hard.
Oh, this is the most disgraceful disgrace that's ever befallen the family.
Now, Mother, don't dilute your coffee.
But I don't see why the man didn't tell us he was a real minister.
Well, he didn't understand. He thought the real minister couldn't make it, so he was helping us out. Mighty glad to oblige, too.
The dreadful part is that now the whole scandalous affair will have to come out. We'll never be able to hold up our heads again.
Oh, now, Mother, personally, I think it's rather funny. excuse me.
How can you be so heartless?
Yes, you'll pardon me. I hope if I fail to see anything very comical about it.
Oh, now, listen, Julie.
Now, let's not quarrel among ourselves. I have made up our minds. Now, only one course is open to us. The marriage must be annulled at once.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, you surely didn't expect to stay married.
Oh, no. No, naturally, it'd be too distasteful to both of us. I just hadn't thought of it, that's all.
Maybe Perry and Julie would just as soon leave things as they are.
Cadwallader, how can you suggest such a thing?
Well...
Now, you know just as well as we all do that Perry's to marry Clarice.
Oh, speaking of Clarice, how did she take this news?
Two extra doctors were called in.
Perry, haven't you even talked to her?
Well, it was so late when we got back last night.
Don't you think the least you can do is to go over to see her?
I can't see her. She has measles.
Well, you could talk through the door, couldn't you?
Certainly, I could. Why are you so concerned about Clarice?
Well, why aren't you concerned about Clarice?
I am concerned.
Then why aren't you rushing off?
I am rushing off. I can hardly wait to get there. Goodbye. But Clarice, listen.
You did it deliberately. I've never been so humiliated. I've never been treated this way. It's an outrage.
What did you say, Clarice?
I said, don't go away. I don't even want to talk to you.
Now, listen, Clarice. I don't know why you're blowing your top. You wanted me to do it. I didn't want to do it, but you insisted.
What did you say?
I said... Oh, good night. I can't talk to a door. I'm coming in.
No. Don't come in. Don't come in. I'm quarantined.
Well, don't worry. I'm not crossing the threshold. I just... Well, for Pete's sake, look at you. You're all polka dots.
That's right. Go ahead, laugh at me. After all the rest you've done to me, laugh.
I'm not laughing. What's more, I haven't done anything.
Oh, no? Just marry that little snip, that's all.
But, Clarice, you wanted me to do it. You insisted upon it.
Did I know that my proxy was to be Julie?
I don't know, did you?
No, I didn't. I never stood for it, not for a minute. You did it purposely. Oh, how can you be so heartless?
But, Clarice, you told me to do it.
Well, do you have to do everything that everybody tells you? Haven't you got a mind of your own? What are you, a rabbit? What? Perry, where are you going?
Excuse me, it's time for my carrots.
Oh, but, Perry...
Oh, pardon me, Clarice, I almost forgot. I hope your measles get better. Goodbye, Clarice.
But...
Well, what's going on now? Awake?
Yep. I'm a dead pigeon.
Perry, you'll be happy to know that your mother's phoned for her attorneys.
Attorneys?
Yes,
dear. So they can start annulment proceedings at once. I'll never hold up my head again.
Oh, yes, you will. There isn't going to be any annulment.
Perry,
what are you talking about?
He said there wasn't going to be any annulment.
Cadwallader, be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Perry, are you out of your mind?
Certainly not. I'm merely exerting myself. I'm tired of having everybody tell me what to do and run my life. Didn't you know? I'm no longer a rabbit.
Oh, Perry.
No, haven't you noticed? White fur, big ears, pink eyes, all gone.
I thought you looked different.
Oh, Perry, surely you don't mean... Perry, what are you doing?
You and I are leaving on our honeymoon as of right now. Come, wife. Well, here we go. Julie, will you please stop pacing the floor? The compartment's too small. You keep stepping on my feet.
Well, then get your feet out of my way. Perry, will you please tell me why you literally dragged me off like this?
Apparently, I haven't made myself clear. I am the captain of my fate and the master of my soul.
I thought it was the captain of your soul and the master of your fate.
Whatever it is, I'm now it.
Oh.
I'm giving the orders for a change. We got into this thing quite innocently, and we're going to be the ones to work it out. Well, haven't you anything to say? I thought you'd like me lots better.
Well, it's so obvious why you're doing it.
Hmm?
You and Clarice quarreled, and so now you're getting back at her. And, as usual, I'm the goat.
Huh? A goat and a rabbit. What a charming couple.
Oh, well, anyway, what's the difference between an annulment and a divorce?
I haven't mentioned divorce.
You mean you intend to...
I am not a man to take marriage lightly.
Oh, how can you be so heartless?
Oh, Julie, why can't we go back to the time before I went overseas? You didn't think I was such a heel then.
I didn't know you were such a heel then.
Julie, can't you believe that I really fell in love with you?
No. When?
The first time I saw you.
But what about Clarice?
Well, you're the one I'm married to. Oh, Julie, look at me.
No. Oh, Perry.
Oh, darling. Oh, blasted. If conductor's no sense of delicacy, for Pete's sake.
Telegram for Mr. Perry Hamilton, sir.
Oh, thanks. Here you are, Porter.
Thank you, sir.
Perry, what is it?
Let's see. Oh, my gosh, it's from Mother. Return at once and bring Julie.
Oh, for the love of heaven.
Oh, Perry. Oh, my dear boy.
Now, Mother, for Pete's sake, what's happened now?
What on earth is it now?
Well, you see, the attorney started to work on the annulment.
Cadwallader, be quiet.
Yes, Gertrude.
Perry, when the lawyers discovered that the license was taken out for you and Clarice... Well, it's all dreadfully legal and involved. But they say that you and Julie aren't married at all.
Oh?
Oh.
Isn't it wonderful that things are working out all right?
Well, things were working out pretty well the way they were.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go upstairs and start packing.
No, Julie, wait. Mother, I don't see how this makes any difference. Julie wasn't really acting as a proxy because no arrangements had been made. It was just supposed to be a mock wedding.
The lawyers can arrange that, dear.
If you'll excuse
no,
me,
No, Julie, wait. Don't you see? This doesn't make any difference between you and me. If we're not really married, that doesn't alter anything.
Oh, but it does, Perry. You're now married to Clarice.
But I can't be married to Clarice.
Well, the lawyers will arrange it, boy.
If you'll please excuse me.
Oh, stop saying that. Julie, listen, wait.
I'm going upstairs to pack.
But, Julie, listen. I mean, I still... It doesn't... Oh, blast it.
Say, hold on a minute there, Julie. I've got something to say, and I want you to hear it.
Cadwallader, if there's one more word
but
out
Gertrude,
of you...
Gertrude, just this one word and... Then I'll play dead. Now, all I want to say is, well, that friend of mine isn't a real minister at all.
Cadwallader.
Uncle Cad.
But you told us
that
yes, he told
I know,
us
I know, I know. I put him up to saying it. He kind of wanted to see what would happen. I thought maybe it'd make you and Julie here come to your senses.
Oh.
But then I'm not married to anyone.
Nope. Free as a bird.
Cadwallader, I could... And you were actually letting them start on a honeymoon, thinking they were... Oh!
Yeah, I got a sort of wondering about that, too. But then the lawyers brought up this license stuff, and you wired them and saved the trouble.
Oh, you... Oh, the attorneys. I must notify them to stop and hold the proceedings. And what's more, you're going to explain the whole thing to them.
My, it sure was fun while it lasted.
Cadwallader?
Yes, Gertrude.
Well, Julie?
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go upstairs and pack.
Well, no, not now. Everything's different now, Julie.
How is it different? You're going to marry Clarice, and I'm leaving.
But, Julie, on the train you said... Or you acted as if you said...
Oh, I was merely confused and slightly diddly in the head.
You still don't like me?
Goodbye, Perry.
Well, oh, really?
Clarice.
Well, Clarice, I thought you were quarantined.
Oh, yes, I'll just bet you did.
But you've got measles. You're not supposed to be out. What are you trying to do, start an epidemic?
Well, it's time I started something. Oh, don't worry. I'm not coming any farther than the window. After all I've been through, I come over here and find this woman still hanging on your neck.
She isn't hanging on my neck.
Oh, no? Then just what is going on?
Well, what chapter are you up to?
I'm up to where you and I are really married after all because the license was in our name.
Oh, but you haven't heard the latest.
And I want to know what she's still doing here.
Well, I'm just leaving.
Oh, you almost got away with it, didn't you, Julie? I warned you once before to keep away from...
What?
I mean...
What do you mean warned her?
Well, I merely meant...
Just a minute, Clarice. Did you by any chance drop a few well-chosen remarks to the effect that I always chase my mother's secretaries around their typewriters?
Now, Perry, now don't come near me.
Well, I'll be blasted.
But, Perry, it was just for your own protection. And you seem to be forgetting I'm the one you're really married to.
My dear Clarice, you really haven't kept abreast of current events at all. I'm not married to you. I'm not married to anyone.
Oh, yes, you are.
Look, I've got news. The phony minister who wasn't a phony minister was a phony minister after all.
But he couldn't be. He said, and your uncle said...
Sorry, but those are the latest statistics. Goodbye now.
But Perry...
Take your pinkies off the sill, Clarice, because I'm closing the window.
But Perry,
Goodbye, Clarice. Oh, maybe I better pull down the shade, too.
Oh, Perry, you shouldn't have done that. And you shouldn't have said that.
Why not? Don't you understand, Julie? You can like me now. All the things she told you aren't true at all.
Oh, but Perry, listen.
Come on.
Perry, let go of me.
No, you're coming with me. We've already wasted too much time.
But where are we going now?
Here we go again. To the city hall this time, my love. To be married. My darling.
Oh, Perry, dear.
And this time, there won't be any telegrams to snatch us back home again. Oh, my precious little Julie. Come here to me, darling.
Oh, Perry, I... Oh!
My dearest girl, when your bridegroom is about to kiss you tenderly, it isn't polite to scream.
Oh, but Perry, look at you.
Well, I know, but what...
Here, look in the mirror. Look at your face. Oh, Perry.
Huh? Here, let me see. Oh, no. Oh, for the love of heaven. The bridegroom wore polka dots. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. Next week, we'll be back with a hilarious story of hypnotism and hijinks under the big top. I play the part of a young mail-order student of hypnotism who tries to land a job with the circus. Putting people to sleep almost puts me to sleep permanently. I know you won't want to miss Hocus Pocus Can Be Murder. So why not join us again next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Original play, Here We Go Again, was written by Virginia Safford Lynn and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played Perry and Muriel Bremner was Julie. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Hocus Pocus Can Be Murder. Girls, do you believe in luck? Certainly. But luck in love often begins with Yankee Clover, thrilling romantic fragrance by Richard Hudnut. Because Yankee Clover has a way of building moments into memories, tender, precious memories that a man can't forget. So use Yankee Clover as your special fragrance these special ways. For all-over charm, for cool and breeze-kissed freshness. Smooth on Yankee Clover toilet water, top to toe, after your bath. And when dressed, touch Yankee Clover perfume here, there, wherever it counts most. So the nearer he comes, the surer he falls. Yankee Clover, you know, comes in cologne and dusting powder, as well as toilet water and perfume. In Paris, you'd get it at the famous Richard Hudnut Salon on the Rue de la Paix. Here, just ask at any leading drug or department store for Yankee Clover. Unforgettable fragrance by Richard Hudnut.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.